This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in the U.S. state of Louisiana are confronting the menace of a new hurricane weeks after one battered parts of the state. They received stark warnings to brace for winds that could turn debris into missiles and to use remaining hours before Hurricane Delta strikes to take necessary emergency precautions. Forecasters showed Delta had strengthened back or a 3 hurricane as it bore down on the state Thursday afternoon. It carried winds of 115 miles per hour and the potential to deliver a storm surge of up to 11 feet when it arrives on Friday evening. The projected path includes the southwest area of Louisiana, where Category 4 Hurricane Laura made landfall less than 2 months ago. U.S. President Donald Trump his doctor has cleared him for public engagements beginning this weekend. AP correspondent Mike Gracia provides those details.
President Donald Trump's doctor says the president can make a safe return to public engagements as early as Saturday. In a letter updating the president's condition, Dr. Sean Conley says the president, who tested positive for COVID-19 last week, has completed the course of therapy prescribed by his team of physicians. Conley writes that Trump has responded extremely well to treatment without evidence on examination of adverse therapeutic effects. Trump, who returned to the White House Monday from Walter Reed Military Medical Center, is eager to resume campaign appearances with Election Day less than 4 weeks away. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Six people have been charged in U.S. federal court with plotting to kidnap the Democratic governor of the U.S. state of Michigan, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, at a vacation home. Separately, seven more people have been charged with trying to target police in the Michigan Capitol. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump is pulling out of an October 15th debate with Democratic rival Joe Biden after it was changed to a virtual event. Mr. Trump, who was hospitalized for 3 days after disclosing last week he tested positive for the coronavirus, blasted the format change announced by the nonpartisan commission in charge of the debates and expressed concern his microphone could be turned off. On Thursday night, he told Fox News he was feeling really good and might return to the campaign trail Saturday night, possibly with a rally in the state of Florida. His physician said in a memo Trump had completed his course of therapy and could return to public engagements on Saturday. A British study finds 86% of people infected with the coronavirus did not show the main symptoms on the day they were tested. AP correspondent Charles de la Desima.
Researchers at University College London analyzed data from an official survey which had been testing thousands of households every week, regardless of whether the subjects had COVID symptoms. Researchers found that of those who tested positive, 86% did not have key symptoms, such as a cough, a fever, or loss of taste or smell. Lead researcher Irene Peterson says the figures suggest many may be spreading the virus while asymptomatic, adding frequent and widespread testing of all individuals is needed to curb silent transmission. Charles de la Desima, London.
Canada's Justice Department said late Thursday that a judge had upheld the majority of Canada's privilege claims over documents sought by lawyers for Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou and her U.S. extradition case. In August, Meng's lawyers argued for the release of more confidential documents relating to her December 18 arrest in Vancouver, including emails between business dealings in Iran and causing the bank to break sanctions and Canadian authorities to support their claim that her rights were violated by the authorities. Meng was arrested in Vancouver, British Columbia on a warrant from the United States charging her with bank fraud and allegedly misleading HSBC on Huawei's business dealings and causing the bank to break U.S. sanctions. She has said that she is innocent and fighting extradition while under house arrest in Vancouver. Huawei lawyers were also denied access to related documents by a federal court ruling that came down in Canada's favor in August. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.